My name is Shay Cobb. I have a daughter, and she's 8 years old.
My name is Laura McIntyre. I have 3 children, 14 and 10.
My name is Amber Hassan. I have 6 wonderful children, from 14 to 1.
I started cooking with bottled water. I won't bathe in it, though. I won't sit my body in the water, and I don't allow my daughter to sit in the water either. I started using bottled water to brush my teeth with. You know, I would pour water in a cup, rinse my toothbrush with it like that. I had to teach my daughter how to do it. It was a real adjustment for her being a young child.
And then just being really careful with bathing and showering. And, like, we take cold showers so that we don't get as much vapor in the air because we try not to breathe it. So we try not to, you know, have the hot water in the air. Just you try to avoid it as much as possible.
When I hear you all describing the lengths you're going through to avoid using the water, how do you manage that? How stressful has that been for you?
I have 6 kids, and, you know, they go to their grandparents on the weekends. And even in my own house, it's hard to keep stocked bottled water with, you know, 6 kids. It's hard to keep bottled water stocked. And it's ridiculous to have a $214 a month water bill for water that you can't use. My water bill is $214 almost exactly every single month. It's an estimate. They're not even coming out and getting the exact reading. They're estimating my bill every month at $214.
It's been up to $287 for us, which is almost about our mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
so we pay as much for water as we do for our mortgage.
I recently just moved because I couldn't afford to keep the water on in the house that I was living in before. I can't afford to give you that much, especially once I stopped using the water. I developed an attitude like, I'm not finna pay y'all for something that I'm not even using. I can't cook with it. I can barely clean with it.
So what is clear to me is that there's a lot of worry each of you have about the impact this is having on your families and on you, on your bodies. Who are you angry at, though? Beyond the worry, there's also a lot of anger I'm hearing. Who do you hold responsible for this?
Oh, definitely Schneider.
Oh,
it's him.
Mayor Dane Walling.
Oh, Dane Walling.
And he voted against. Now, everybody is always, you know, you got to get out and vote to change this. And I'm all about exercising your right to vote. But we voted against the emergency manager law. When we voted against it, Schneider overruled that. And he sent us an emergency manager anyway. Someone who does not live in Flint. Someone who does not have to drink our water, doesn't have to use our roads, doesn't have to use any of our facilities. And who's making big money, along with our mayor that we're paying as well. Who's making big money?
He's also on the board of the Carignan-Ndee Water Authority, too.
Exactly.
So there's a conflict of interest.
We voted against the pipeline switch. But when the emergency manager came in, he made that executive decision to send that through. So this is stuff that people say, get out and vote. Oh, people aren't voting. This is stuff that we voted against. We got out. We did what we were supposed to do. And we voted. We let ourselves be heard. And it's like at the end of the day, oh, you don't want this? Whatever.
When will you or will you ever trust what's coming out of the faucet in your home? And who do you have to hear it from?
I need to hear from Mark Edwards in Virginia Tech, quite honestly, or from the ACLU. I need the politicians have lied too much. You know, it's documented. They have lied. They have fabricated and they have purposely deceived and manipulated us. So I'm not going to trust them at all anymore. And we're talking about Schneider and Walling. And if people reelect Walling, this isn't about politics. This is about an individual who cannot be trusted anymore. And I'm not really convinced the political system is, you know, the way that it can be trusted at all. But I do think we need to have scientific tests that are done on a consistent basis and reported to the public with transparency. I really don't think that's going to happen because it just hasn't happened. It's taken such a long fight to get, you know, this information out there. And even then, the information is discredited and it's, you know, it's just lied about.
I don't think I ever will again. I don't trust them anymore. You know, it's like, I probably will never feel as safe again. I'll probably always use bottled water. May look to move to Flint Township just because they don't, you know, at the end of the day, I have to make a decision for my kids. And a lot of the reason we stayed in Flint is because of some of the values that I learned living in Flint. One thing that I learned living in Flint is that, you know, everything we've been through as a city, everything that we've been through, we always have this, you know, comeback spirit. We don't give up. We don't, you know, stop. We are tough. We are, you know, all of these things. And that's why I chose to raise my kids here. That's why I chose to keep them here, because I learned that stuff living in Flint. I learned how to survive living in Flint. People will say, if you can survive in Flint, you go anywhere and survive. But I have to balance that with the fact that y'all are poisoning my kids and not say anything about it and not really care enough about it to make any real changes.
Well, I don't want to move. I don't want to move. This is my city. This is my city. Yeah, and I was in California for 16 years. I moved back here. But now I feel guilty. I feel terribly guilty that I've subjected my kids to like the most polluted zip code in the country. And I feel guilty.
Yeah. So here's my last question for you. When the water's been switched back, when you get the all clear that the water's safe from whatever source, whether you trust that source or not, what do you worry about long term for what this chapter in Flint's history means for your children, for the city at large? What do you worry about?
I'm just worried about the privatization of resources. It's happening with the schools. It's happening with the water. I'm just really afraid that this is just the tip of the iceberg, that, you know, this is only the beginning of the end in terms of, you know, having to pay for things that are, you know, a basic human right. So, you know, we're going to get an all clear, but, you know, we're going to have to constantly monitor the water source, make sure that it's okay. And I really think that I'm afraid that unless things change on all sorts of levels, from the grassroots to the very top, that we're going to see more and more of this. We're going to see more emergency managers. We're going to see the privatization of all these, you know, public resources, and it's just not going to end.
Honestly, I'm just worried about people. I'm worried about my aunts, you know. I'm worried about my friends. I'm worried about the babies, the children that go to our schools. How many people will die? How many people will get sick, you know? What's going to happen to our city? Can we call it a city if nobody's here? You know what I mean? That's my concern. That's what I care about.